We were on a boat when all the missiles started firing, and this is when we found out that the Fairmont Hotel had been hit, which was absolutely terrifying, and there was just like missile after missile like coming from the sky. We basically were then evacuated by the hotel, and we had to stay in the basement at like 2 o'clock in the morning. There were just hundreds and hundreds of people, like families, kids, and it was just probably the most surreal experience that has probably ever happened. People literally were like grabbing their Hermes and Chanel bags and taking them with them, I guess, priorities.
And this is the vibes of what's going on right now.
We need some
There's a whole room in here of like I honestly couldn't even tell you what's going on in here, but there's a whole like view here. There's dates, there's food.
Because it took like 3 hours to get the hotel room. But when we were in the lobby, I think the other hotel got hit by the missile, and we thought a bus had actually hit the hotel because you could feel the shockwave from the missile, and it felt like a vehicle had hit our hotel, and we were how many miles away. A bit of screaming and worrying then. I think that kind of brought it home to everyone. So then it was a bit more panicky. The people in the hotel and the staff and the people of the Emirates, I mean, they're just brilliant. They are the nicest, kindest people I have met. Really calm, get everyone a room, lots of people panicking, but they were just great. The feeding us 3 times a day.